expressed, I don't remember. It was more common they always had midwives to look at them. And then other thing they'd say that she sure is getting along in family way and things like that.
All right.
And they never did. Just began the later years that they would anybody would say pregnant.
Right.
I don't know. I couldn't tell you exactly about when that sort of changed. But then it ain't been too awful many years ago before that was mentioned out in the public.
Right. I remember this. And you mentioned the midwife. Now, can you remember any other words that were used for midwife?
No, I don't, because that came down, so far as the way I understood it, that came down from the Bible, and I don't think there's ever anything that I know of. It may have been somewhere else, but I never know it to be used and never read any other words, only a midwife.
All right. And if a person resembles his father, you might, how would you say that? That little boy?
Certainly favors his father.
And any other ways of saying that, if he's just exactly like his grandfather,
he's the very image of his father.
All right. And if you're talking about a mother who has taken care of three children, how would you say that? She has
cared for these three children.
All right. Any other ways of saying she has reared them?
Well, she had looked at them and raised these children in a nice way.
All right. If you're going to tell a child if he's been naughty, and you might say, you're really going to get a punishment, what might you say he's going to get?
You're going to get a real thrashing or a real whipping.
All right. And to tell somebody that they have become much taller, you might say, my, how you have
grown.
And if a child is illegitimate, what are the words that you might use for that, to describe an illegitimate child? How many, do you have any different words for that? The commonest word?
The commonest word, a lot of people always said that a long time ago to begin with, was called bastards. And then they started to call them born out of wedlock. And so now they come on down to this, some words I can't say one right, I won't say legal.
Illegitimate.
They come down to that now, and that's spoken. But used to, whenever you see anybody born out of that way, and you'd hear the old people say, did you know that? That's a bastard, child. That's a bastard. You know, just different ways of things and
right.
All like that.
Right. All right, and what about the comparative? If you're talking about two children, and maybe this is your two granddaughters, and one of them, just every time she sees you, she wants to hug you. And you might say, she is a loving child.
Yeah.
How would you say it? Well, this one is more like that than the other one.
Well, you just say this one is more affectionate towards me than the other one is.
All right. Would you use loving? Could you say Mary is more...
Yeah, you could say that she's more loving than the other child.
Would you ever say a lovinger child than Nellie? Or... she is a lovinger child than Nellie, or
well,
more loving?
Yeah, it's more loving.
All right, and my brother's son is my
nephew.
And if a child's mother and father are not living, you say the child is an
offering.
And is that used only if the child lives in an institution, or would it be even if he's living in a family but it's not his mother and father? That word is used for if he's...
I think they kind of... I don't know how they have gotten it. I said it's changed anything, but a child is not an offering according to the certificate, the way things started out from the time of beginning of time is what I mean. You may not like me talking back to the Bible.
No,
he becomes an offering when his mother, father and mother both is dead, but he's not an offering until then. I don't care how he is born. If they still living, well, he's not an offering, but he
right.
is different.